من و تو هم خونی بچه ایرونی، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونی.
شنوندگان گرامی، بازی در استادیوم ایرانی تن به صورت لایو یا جاندار آغاز شده. بازیکنان وارد زمین شدن و بازی آغاز میشه. شاهد برای الناز، الناز به جلو، الناز به جلو، خوابتو جلو میره و گل، گل هوشنگ گل میزنه، گل هوش.
شنوندگان عزیز، به دلیل مشکلات فنی دو انگشت بنده در فرزاد
علیکم. امیدوارم هر جا که هستین خوب و خوش و سلامت باشین. شنونده برنامه ایرانی کن لایف هستین که اصلا هم لایف نیست. احتمال زیادم شما موقعی که این برنامه رو میشنوین کلی از اخبار ما قدیمی شده، ولی خوشحالیم که به برنامه ما گوش میکنیم. من فرزادم، در خدمتتون هستیم با خانم شاهد. خانم شاهد جان چطوری؟
سلام.
های خانم الناز، خانم گل،
درود و شاد باش
ماشاءالله
بر شنوندگان عزیز ایرانی کن.
واه واه، ناسیونالیسم عشق و هوشنگ کبیر.
سلام علیکم.
امیدوارم که شاد و شنگول باشین، هپه انگور باشین، منگول نباشین، اسکلم نباشین،
هوشنگ نباشید،
هوشنگ باشید، مثل هوشنگ باشید، شاد و شنگول باشید. عرض کنم که برنامه رو اولش یک کلیپ میذاریم از آقای جیمی کمو تا برنامه رو شروع کنیم. من درجت کال جیمی کمو، جیمی کمو
آقای شطور
گوش میکنیم. I'm always impressed by the creativity some women show on Halloween because they're able to come up with slutty versions of things that I had no idea could be slutty, like a tomato, a slutty tomato, a slutty bumblebee, slutty Abe Lincoln, weird things. I miss the days when Halloween was a simple holiday about making ritual sacrifices to evil spirits to ensure a plentiful harvest, but now it's just all about the candy and that's a shame. واقعا با نمک بود. ببینم الناز جون، شما تا حالا چیزی دیدین که اصلا حالت سکشوالی مثلا اینترستینگ نبوده و هالووینیا باعث شدن که اونم مثلا جذابیت خاص خودش
باشه؟ I know somebody that dressed up as Taco Bell sauce.
Taco Bell sauce.
Hot, mild and fire. سه تا دختر بودن.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, I mean that's creative, I think.
That's creative. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know how they did it. Like, how would you do that?
Dude, people dress up as crayons and make it sexy.
Yeah.
That's like true. Crayola crayons, you know?
Well, همین چند پیشه که دوستان گفتش که Ninja Turtles رو دیده بودن. اونو, they made that one sexy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. حالا به قول جیمی، ایب لینکن رو دیگه درست کردن، دیگه از اون بهتر نمیشه.
Yeah, totally.
خب.
So wait, do they wear the beard with the costume?
Probably, yeah. That's a trademark.
Hey, dude, whatever floats your boat, right? Right, that's true.
Totally. Yeah, we don't judge.
Hushang is like, yeah, that's what I like.
Oh, jeez, Halloween, خوش گذشت؟ چیکار کردی؟
I didn't do anything. I just like took a few kids out for trick or treating. As weird as that does sound, but what did you guys do?
Hushi, تو چیکار کردی از؟
من یاد بچه کوچیکو بردم بیرون تو کوچیک.
Stop copying.
من چیز بودم، من تاهو رفته بودم. آره با بچه ها. آره. میگن سان فرانسیسکو رفته بودی. منم تاهو رفته بودم.
تو تاهو سان فرانسیسکو رفته بودی.
آره همین دیگه شما گفتی.
الان شما چیکار کردی؟
I went to a party with my parents.
Jedi?
That's right. Yeah.
With your parents? That's
yeah,
so
with
cool.
My parents.
That's
these
so,
people
that's
were
so awesome.
Dressed up. Like, I'm talking people in their 50s and 60s. Yeah. Dressed up.
And I had the opportunity to see Elna's dressed up in a picture, and it looked
as
awesome.
As Nasreddin Shah's wife.
Wow, that's beautiful.
One of his many, right?
That's beautiful.
ابروهاش خیلی خوب. پیوسته پیوسته.
حالا عکساشو ایشالله میذاریم.
Hold on, but I want to know what Farzad
did. ایشالله.
من مظفرالدین شاه قاجار شده بودم.
Wow, you guys would have, you could have gone together.
I know, I can meet them. ما هم میرفتیم. آره.
That's awesome.
Especially,
But I think our listeners will get to see some pictures. آره, yeah, we should see them like this.
آره, من موافقم. من موافقم. Yeah. من واقعا من حاضرم که عکسای سکسی خودمو بذارم روی فیسبوک.
Thank you, Farzad. The sacrifices you made for Ironikin.
این چیزی از خود گذشتگیت منو کشته.
بسیار خوب. آقا چه خبر؟
یک خبر خیلی جالب که برو صفحه ایرانیکن هم زده بودیم.
ها.
یک خانم ایرانی خیلی خیلی خوشگل و جذاب
فوق‌العاده خوشگل
فوق‌العاده
خانم شهرمین خانم شهریور
شهریور
آره.
She has the perfect last name for this too.
In playboy.
Oh wait, no, she didn't do a calendar.
That's me. I calendar girl. خیلی باحال.
No, but she's Shermine
لختش قشنگه. Shermine لختش قشنگه.
That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
چیز قضیه اینه که شرمین خانم اولین خانم ایرانی هستن که عکسشون روی جلد مجله پلی‌بوی آلمان چاپ شده و ایشون خانم دختر شایسته آلمان و دختر شایسته اروپا بودن و باعث افتخاره.
She's the date Kanye West.
Okay. اونم باعث افتخار.
واقعاً باعث افتخار. But we posted this on Facebook. So and we got a lot of comments actually. Yeah. And the funny thing is most of the guys are like آفرین, we're so proud, تمشکرم, and a lot of girls are like, we're so indifferent, we don't really care.
Good impression, I like that.
عجب, عکس سانسور نشده شه این.
شرمینه لختش قشنگ.
عکسش خوبه بچه ها.
No, I got it, man, if you, she's very pretty.
ببخشید, معذرت میخوام, عکسش یه جورایی, برین نظرتونو بدین, والا, من سوژه جمع کنیم.
She's hot.
سوژه بچه ها, سوژه.
Discuss that.
Yeah, but we also have somebody who was very adamant in letting us know that this is a horrible thing.
Oh, wow.
And that she should never be allowed in Iran again. And she, or he, or I don't know, this guy, Piruz Noruz, decided to let us know that this is a horrible, horrible idea. Wow. You know, everybody, you know, to each their own.
Wow.
Good Everybody answer. Has their own opinion.
بله,
and,
بله.
You know, we at Iranican.
بابا مگه خارجی‌ها فقط لختشون قشنگه. ما ایرانی‌ها لختمون قشنگه.
بالاخره ما تو اینجا
قشنگ‌تره.
قشنگ مخصوصا دخترای ایرانی لختشون.
I wouldn't know. How would you know?
من که خبر ندارم. من روحم خبر ندارم.
ای بابا امیدوارم که این لباس نپوشیده عکسش گرفتن بخاطر اینکه فقیر شده باشه نباشه. Speaking of فقرا, وضعیت بانک ها چطور داداش؟
یک خبری بود دو سه هفته پیش بکنم تو برنامه دادیم که بانک شیطان بزرگ کافر ضد انقلاب بزرگ دنیا بانک امریکا قراره $5 ماهی شروع کنه از حساباتون بکشی بیرون اگر آبر بانکتون استفاده کنید.
اگر آبر بانک یاد چقدر این کلمه رو زیبا جدید.
ولی مثل اینکه تصمیم آقای مدیر عاملشون عوض شده و قراره از این $5 هم از حساب شما نکشن بیرون. برای از بانک کافر و ضد انقلاب
یه جور دیگه بکنن تو پاچه‌تون.
آره به هر حال. ولی خب از اینجا $5 نمیکشن.
آره دیگه بچه‌ها $5تون نمیکشن ولی هاوزینگ بابل واسهتون درست میکنن.
آره.
قربون همشون برید.
So I guess there was also a lot of protests that led to this happening. A lot of people went on درست. Facebook. خیلی‌ها رفتن تو خود بانک آف امریکا گفتن که ما دیگه اکانتمون رو می‌بندیم اگر که این باشه. So that led to a positive change. Which leads us to our next خبر about all the Occupy your local city happening
Occupy
around
the world. Occupy downtown.
Occupy insert city name where you live.
Exactly. And we have a clip from Jon Stewart, so we're going to play that for you guys.
It's Wednesday. You know what that means. Time for our Occupy Wall Street roundup. How are things going amongst those who have taken to the streets to protest our nation's wealth inequality? Oh, New York, adorable. Philly, going very well down there. Cincinnati, the Queen City. Oh, Washington, D.C., so nice they won't let it join the union. And Oakland, how are things in... happened in Oakland?
What the beep happened in Oakland is right. This actually happened about 10 blocks from where I live and work. So basically what happened was a bunch of protesters were attacked by the police. Well, technically not attacked. They were told that they were being too rowdy, and pretty much the police tried to break them up. And
4 o'clock in the morning, when everybody was sleeping.
It wasn't 4 o'clock in the morning. It was like in the afternoon actually when all this happened, around 6 or 7.
من داشتم رادیو NPR رو گوش میکردم. National Public Radio. گفتن کسی که زنگ میزنن گفتن ساعت 4 صبح ریختن کسی که تو چادرها بودن و کتک زدن و انداختن بیرون و به خاطر همین ادامه پیدا کرده.
آی سی. آره. ولی من یادمه که از کار که برمیگشتم خونه دیدم هلیکوپترها رو دیدم and I heard the sirens. Yeah, so I didn't see what happened because I wasn't there and it's so unfortunately the sound of sirens and helicopters is so normal in Oakland.
Yeah, it is.
That's when I was like, "Oh, probably another homicide."
Wow.
خب آخرین خبر مهمترین چیه فرزاد؟
والا خبر مهمی که باید خدمتتون عرض کنم یه اتفاق به نظر بنده خنده‌داری توی فوتبال ایران افتاد، به خاطر همینم اینتروداکشن برنامه‌مون هم یه جوری به اون ربط دادیم. حالا میریم با اجازهتون یه بریک خوشگل میگیریم، بعد میام خدمتتون با هم صحبت میکنیم.
شرمینه لختش قشنگ
جنبنده یه برنامه ایرانی کن لایف هستین از رادیو جوان. خب برگشتیم، الان الناز داره بشکن میزنه، پوشنگ داره وبسایت ها رو نگاه میکنه، سرش رو تکون میده، شاهد داره میخنده، منم نیشم بازه. عرض کنم خدمتون که یه اتفاق خیلی جالبی توی فوتبال ایران در هفته گذشته افتاد و اونم ما اون رو هم حتی توی ایرانیکن گذاشتیم اگر دلتون خواست. این اتفاقی که افتاد اینه که دو تا بازیکنان پرسپولیس، بازی پرسپولیس تهران و پگاه رشت بوده، داماش رشت بوده و گل اولی که پرسپولیسی ها میزنن آقای نصرتی میپره، آقای شیس رزه میپره مثلا خوشحالی کنه، آقای نصرتی میپره انگشتش میکنه خلاصه و این خیلی سر و صدا کرد. حالا جالب ترش اینه که گل دوم که میزنن شیس رضایی میپره یکی دیگر انگوش میکنه، خیلی هم به شوخی و شنگولی و از این حرفا. البته کار قشنگ نیست obviously، ولی خیلی خنده داره. کلیپش رو ما روی ایرانیکن توی فیسبوک ایرانیکن که آدرس هست facebook.com/ایرانیکن داریم، اگر خواستین برید اونجا اونو ببینید و نظراتتون رو بگین. حالا کلی سر و صدا سر این قضیه به وجود اومده. شیس و آقای نصرتی رو محروم کردند، 15% از حقوقشون کم کردن، کلا محروم کردن، حتی حق ورود به اماکن ورزشی رو دیگه ندارن. خلاصه همه کاسه داغ‌تر از آش، سریع میخوان چیز بکنن، اینا رو محکوم بکنن، اینا انگار که ماتحت خودشون
هیچ وقت اتفاق نمیفته.
آره
ماتنشون
آره دیگه. مثلا که چی، من آخه یه چیزی بگم هوشی، تو راهنمایی ایران رفتی؟
100% 60%
الان راهنمایی ایران رفتی؟
yes.
شاید تو میدونم نرفتی، فقط الان اینو ممکنه واسه کسایی که ایران مدرسه راهنمایی نرفتن یه ذره وحشتناک باشه. وقتی به سن مدرسه راهنمایی میرسی تازه اون ارجای سکسوالیت شروع میشه،
سن بلوغته.
آره سن بلوغته و اینا. خب توی مدارس ایران انگوش کردن جز چیزهایی است که فوق العاده عادی است و رواج داره.
کلاً for the what؟
انگوش کردن.
No. For, it's normal for who؟
رواج داره.
توی مدارس ایران.
Yeah. He's right.
شما
He's right.
It's very normal to get fingered normal.
Or finger somebody.
Yeah, somebody
Wait,
in Iranian middle school.
To girls?
Like, no.
Okay, here. Uh-huh. Not in a sexual way. First of all, guys, we all know that guys and girls go to separate schools.
I mean, I know that.
So there's a lot of like sexual things happening, but it's not like, oh, I'm going to do it to you sexually. It's like very almost
well, cuz it's so
romantic. Almost romantic.
No, it's almost like just مثلا با هم دیگه بازی میکنن، like شوخی میکنن.
شوخی حرکی منظور شوخی حرکی، ولی من به شخصه یادم میاد که خیلی هاشم سکشوال بود.
آره منم دقیقاً تای کلاس آقایی بود نشسته بود، یا آقا هم همیشه بغلش میرفت یا جلوش میشست.
آره
و همیشه
با هم بر میرفتن
دلشو.
آره
wait no stop lying guys
no this is the truth but nobody wants to talk about it. واسه اینکه زندونای بخشی میگم زندونا، یعنی واقعا توی ناخودآگاه هم مدرسه های ایران مثل زندان میمونه. یعنی اگر یه خبرنگار خانوم میرو تو بفرستی مدرسه راهنمایی پسرونه که این گزارش تهیه کنه، اگر ریپ نشه خیلی خوبه.
Yeah, because if you think about it, you have a lot of...
I don't understand why they're so repressed at such a young age.
Because you have a lot of adolescent boys, and there's there's zero things that they can do sexually.
What about a Playboy magazine? Can't they go home and, like...
The Playboy?
Playboy magazine in Iran?
No, they can get... They can get stuff from the internet.
It's not that readily available like it is here. They can't just
internet
go home.
خیلی پایینه.
Yeah. Wait, so we're talking about they're really close.
یه ساعت طول می‌کشه مثلا تو سر نیپل ببینی.
And a lot of people don't even have computers.
بله.
A lot of people don't have computers.
So they get off on each other. That's what you're telling me.
Yes. Yes. اولین ببخشید معذرت می‌خوام. اولین اکسپریمنتایی که بچه‌های ایرانی اکثرا از لحاظ سکشوالی پیدا می‌کنن با همکلاسی‌های خودشون و همجنس‌های خودشون در مدارس راهنمایی.
Exactly.
و nobody likes to talk about this.
So technically, we're just saying that this is normal.
This is pretty normal in the Iranian society.
Sorry, just to rewind a little bit on what it has to do with these two guys who play soccer.
Mm-hmm.
So they did this during the game as like a joke, or were they like really repressed
doing it jokingly to each other after scoring goals, and they got caught on cameras.
Wait, why is it a joke though? They probably get some from girls now, so why are they doing it?
It's just their way. You know like how after a football game guys pat each other on the butt?
In Iran they finger each other.
They just take it to the next level. Baby,
wait, so this was happening before and now they just caught it on
the time. زمانی که من بچه بودم مشتاق محرمی عابدزاده رو انگوش کرد. عابدزاده اون موقع تو تیم استقلال بود، مشتاق محرمی تو تیم پرسپولیس بود. خب یعنی از این اتفاقا بسیار بسیار میفته. مثلا این فوشای خارمادری که تو استادیوم ها میدن، این حرکاتی میکنن، تمام اینا هم برمیگره به این که زنا و مردا رو که دوتا مکمل همدیگه هستن تو اجتماع از هم دور کردن. هر کشوری هم زنا رو از مردا جدا کنی، سیویلیزیشن رو داری به فنا میدی. خب این حرکت، خب حتی اگه نرمال هم باشه، توی جامعه ایرانی حرکت زشتیه، حرکت با کلاسی نیست.
The thing is, we're not saying that this is by any means acceptable behavior.
Yeah,
especially when you're it's a game and all that. It's just
but
that
they
it's
seem to
normal.
Both like it.
Nah, it's just technically no, because in the first clip, the guy literally takes his hand and throws it away.
آره.
Like,
اون انگشتشو که وارد میکنه، این یکی دستشو میگیره قشنگم میپره سیمت میپره هوا، یعنی شوکه میشه.
Yeah, so it's we're not saying it's acceptable behavior, but we're saying it's
so why
something
they
that's
both
always
be,
done.
Why should they both be?
خب برای اینکه گل دوم که زده شد، اونی که قبلا یه دور بهش
like jump
فرو شده بود رفته بود با یکی دیگه شروع کرد. خیلی خنده دار بود. بازم تکرار میکنم، رو صفحه فیسبوکمون هست facebook.com/ironican.
yeah. And we already have a lot of comments saying that it's normal, and a lot of people are like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Eliza says this is probably going to cause another earthquake. Which I agree. And yeah, this actually appeared in the Huffington Post section.
Wow.
In the Huffington Post. So it's like a big deal.
It's a
like
big deal.
AmerikaYar making a big deal.
Sorry, I hate to like keep harping on this, but why is it that I'm just finding, I mean, I grew up around Iranian guys and none of them did this.
Here's the thing. Let me ask you something. A lot of Iranian guys, especially two that are sitting right here with us, they're overly affectionate towards each other and they say certain things to each other.
I said in Hushang, yeah, they do have a romance.
And it's not just fires. And I know. And check out the romantic music that's playing in the background. Just for Farza than Hushang right now. Yeah, but like it's pretty typical behavior. Like even outsiders looking into our culture and they see the way men are like hugging and kissing and like holding hands. Bacho and pesada bacho, how they hold hands. You know, when they're walking down the street.
Yeah, no, I get
so
that. No, I get that, how it would be taken to that.
Show.
So I guess what they really want is what they can't have.
What they can't have. بچه یه دونه کلیپ رو گوش میکنیم، بعد از اون میریم وارد بحث اصلی برنامه همون بشیم.
واردش بشیم.
یه ای.
تأثیر این که جلوی تماشاگرها، جلوی این همه دوربین و رسانه ها موی بازیکن رو وسط زمین بزنه خیلی بدتر از اینه که یه بازی 90 دقیقه بازی کنه بعد شبش بهش میگه آقای فخردین شما دیگه نمیتونی بازی کنی، این میمونه بین شما میلاد فخردین و باشگاه، اینقدر رسانه‌ای نمیشه. این برخورد میشه، من میگم چه برخوردی کنی
شما عزیز من، شما مس آقای برسه شما گلگی من دارم، من چه گلگی دارم؟ این مسئله که الان برای آقای شیخ و آقای نوستی اتفاق افتاده، اگر صدا و سیمای ما، مطبوعات ما، رسانه ما این نرن دیگه با آقای امثال شیخ رضایی و کسانی که اینطوری هستن مصاحبه کنن، اینا رو مطرح نکنن و اینا که میرن دنبال این کارهای زشتی که انجام میدن، رسانه ما عکسش رو نندازن، صدا و سیمای فیلم اینا رو نشون نده، با اینا مصاحبه نکنن، دیگران هم یاد نمیگیرن، میگن اگه ما خلاف بکنیم ما رو مطرح میکنن.
شما
نشون بدید، شما باید خوبا دفع کنید، نکی بدید
صدا به من که حالا به حال شیست
خب برمیگردیم. معذرت میخوام که یه ذره بحث طولانی شده بود، ولی یه موضوع رو بگم. این صحبتایی که شنیدی صحبتایی بود که توی برنامه 90 دوشنبه شب این هفته انجام شد، آقای عزیز محمدی بود که اینا چیکار کردن، رفتن بازیکن فوتبال و وسط نیمه موهاشو کوتاه کردن برای اینکه اسلامی نبوده. خب بعد اینا که اینقدر دیوونن، واقعا من نمیفهمم اینا چی میگن، چی کار میکنن. این کاسه داغتر از آش شدن، یعنی همونی که اول گفتم، خودشون خیلی عظیم، خیلی مشکل دارن. همین فقط، همین. خب شاید جون
Okay.
More beautiful than ever. More beautiful than ever. بحث همون چیه؟
Well, tonight we're talking not about fingering, but we're talking about what we can't have, which I think is kind of what
some people,
clearly what they can't have. But why is it that the things that we are unavailable to us or that we can't have basically become so much more attractive and we become so much more obsessed with wanting it? Mm-hmm. And we're going to spend the next half hour talking about this.
Wow, interesting. So why don't we go listen to some music and take a break and we'll be right back on Ironican Live.
Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low.
Turn it up a little bit.
Was meant for you.
Right,
sing
there.
Along to my stereo.
Q class heroes, baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. This is the last girl that played me, left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Yeah, 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 come on.
Make me your radio, and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo. Oh, 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 oh.
if I was an old school 50-pound boombox? Would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, yeah. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Make me your radio, and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along, sing to my stereo. I'll take your hand and hold it closer to mine.
Yeah.
I thought love was dead, but now you're changing my mind.
Yeah. Come on.
My heart's a stereo. Yeah. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh, oh. Make me your radio.
با آهنگ فوق‌العاده قشنگ گروه جیم فاست هیروز فیچرینگ آدم لوین به نام استریو هارتز برمیگردیم به شوی فوق العاده بی تربیتی این هفتهمون. ارزنگ چای جون خوشگل تر از همیشه. و داستان این هفته چیه؟
Well, as I mentioned in the last segment, we're going to be talking about why we want what we can't have. So I'm just going to go into a little bit. It might be a little boring, so feel free to interrupt me whenever. Talking about why is it? Why does our brain work like this?
But why?
Yeah, exactly. Why is it that something that's unavailable or there's less of it is more attractive? Just like, you know, they only make 15 like Hermes bags a year. That's why they're so expensive.
What's a what?
Hermes.
Hermes.
Hermes is like a name brand like Gucci or Fendi, Prada, Louis.
Huh?
Anyways.
Timberlandies.
This is something to do with the scarcity principle, which is something that is less available, there's more value to it, or there's more perceived value. So basically you perceive that this is more valuable than it actually is. And it's the same thing with things that we see in our own life. So if something seems like it's farther out of reach for you, you're going to want it more. Right? And it also has to do with this idea of, like, you know, you're afraid that you're missing out on something great. Everyone wants to know that they have a lot of options in life. So if you feel like you have one less option because something, you can't have it, it's going to kind of mess with your idea of control and personal controls, especially.
یعنی چیزایی که ما دسترسی بهشون نداریم و دوست داریم که به اونا دسترسی داشته باشیم به خاطر اینکه آپشن‌های بیشتری داریم.
Exactly.
و اگر یکی از اون آپشن‌ها کم بشه ما احساس میکنیم که سخت‌تر شده برامون. درست
میگی. Yeah, exactly. I mean, people like a challenge usually and also, it's kind of like people don't like to be told that they can't have something.
درسته.
Again, personal control. درسته. You don't want to be told that, oh, you can't have this or this is out of your reach. I mean, this kind of ties into the 99%, 1%.
You know, like, you نمیتونی اینو داشته باشی.
Exactly. درسته. And that's why you react by being like, yes, I can have it. Let me show you. You know, and you become obsessed. You give more attention to what you can't have.
درسته.
And, you know, that's basically what underlies the whole psychology of it. But when it plays out in actual life, it doesn't seem so nice and clean cut. Because a lot of the times we find ourselves obsessing over what really would take us years to get or years to achieve. You know what I mean? Or some things that really might not matter. Like a lot of the times people, when you say, why do you want what you can't have? Especially when it comes to things, they think about material things. Like, I want a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
I want 5 mansions, you know, stuff like that. And you know what? I think the whole focus of that is, why are you focusing on the material? Not necessarily, why can't you have a yacht?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bale.
And it also applies to some people that you can't have. Like, for example, if you break up with somebody and you pine for your ex, you can't have that person anymore. Or somebody that... this conversation actually started between us over, we started talking about why is it that guys hit on girls who have boyfriends or vice versa? Why is it that women find men who are married or in a relationship more attractive?
Yeah.
And then we started talking about we just want what we can't have.
In general, grass is greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hushang.
فارسی شو چی میگی؟
مرغ همسایه
قاز. بچه ها کسی که میخوان فارسی و انگلیسی یاد بگیرن توجه کنین. اینا کلمه به کلمه ترجمه نشده.
So grass is greener on the other side is the equivalent of what? I want to practice.
مرغ همسایه قازه.
مرغ همسایه یعنی the همسایه chicken is a goose.
Chicken hen is a goose.
Chicken hen is a goose.
و اون یکی
هم چمن
سبزتر پشت دیواره اونوری.
اسکی مرغ از چیز خوشگل میام. قاز از مرغ خوشگل تره.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
Yeah, so you might have the same مرغ but you think مال همسایه قازه. Like it's better than what you have so you want.
مال همسایه گنده تره دیگه خلاصه.
Yeah, that I guess that could be applied to people and things, right?
درسته.
And there's another term for Americans. It's called keeping up with the Joneses. And that's it has a little bit more to do with competition and stuff. And this kind of gets out of control. It's like you see your neighbor gets this like amazing lawnmower, and then you're like, to keep up, and you get an amazing lawnmower. And I mean, this is kind of what has spiraled American like credit system out of control. That's why everyone's more in debt than anything.
یه سوال داشتم ببخشید. میشه یه ذره راجع به جنبه سکسی قضیه صحبت کنیم؟ مثلا یه دختر خانومی هست که مثلا بویفرندی داره یا آقا
پسری هست. Right, we'll definitely get into all of that in the relationship segment.
آخ جون.
Yeah, we'll be talking about why I like guys who are in relationships more than guys who are actually available. And I think it has more to do with their quality, but we'll see.
What kind of quality?
خب خیلی به نظرم تا اینجا جالب بود. من که خیلی لذت بردم صدام هم دیدین که چقدر حرف زدم. ولی به نظر من بریم یه آهنگ خوب گوش کنی
با عشق
عاشق توپ مورد علاقه من گوش کنی و بعدش بیایم به چیز مثال بزنیم. هر کدوم مثال بزنیم که یه ذره روشن‌تر بشه چون من که گمم.
Okay, great. I'm so happy.
خب میریم پس تا دو
You're listening to Ironic in Live.
Across the ocean, leaving just a memory. A snapshot in the family album. Daddy, what else did you leave for me? Just a brick in the wall. All in all it was all just bricks in the wall. Thank you.
Keeps us kids alone. عجب آهنگی بود.
به به.
این که مورد علاقه من بود باشم بزرگ شد.
خیلی قشنگه.
I can tell you were raised with this song.
Who's it by? Who's it by?
فکر میکنم پینک فلوید.
مطمئنی؟
انقدر کیوت است.
انقدر خوبه؟
خوبه صدیقا. خب بحثی که شاید شروع کرد بحث خیلی جالبیه، منم که هنوز رو فضام دارم از این ور میرم به اون ور، دیوار به اون میخونم، دیوار میخونم. یه چیزی که به نظر من خود من رو روشن میکنه، شنونده هم روشن تر میکنه. مثال بزنیم،
مثال بزنیم.
آره بزنیم. من فکر میکنم این تا اینجایی که فهمیدم از شاه حرفای شاهد، کلا من شاهد اصلا نمیفهمم چی میگه کلا. نه شوخی میکنم ولی
نه، شما دوتا چمیستری داری نه.
من سایکولوژی هم داریم. آره
I'm blushing.
آره
بفهم.
مثالی که به نظر من درسته، مثلا خود بنده، من تا یه حدی تحصیلات دارم،
بله،
که لیسانس بیشتر جلوتر نمیره، ولی همیشه دوست داشتم که تحصیلاتم از لیسانس بالاتر بده، حداقل فوق لیسانس داشته باشم. خب ولی هیچ وقت میدونستم نمیتونم همچین چیزی داشته باشم، واسه اینکه به نظرم قدرتشو نداشتم. یعنی هیچ وقت کلاس و درس و اینجدار رو دوست نداشتم،
تحملشو
اصلا نداشتم.
درست.
اینم که تا اینجا گرفتم فکر کنم به خاطر پدر مادرم بود، ولی همیشه دوست داشتم. ولی
دوست داشتی که چی؟
دوست داشتم که تحصیلات بیشتر باشه. ولی خب اطلاعاتی که میتونم به دست بیارم، خودم شخصا به دست بیارم، خب اون جداگانه است. میتونم همیشه من کتاب میخونم، مقاله میخونم.
کلا تو آدمی هستی که زیاد مطالعه.
آره برای اونو دوست دارم، ولی دوست داشتم که تحصیلات دانشگاهیم هم به یه ورقه بالاتر از لیسانس باشه.
سکسی صحبت میکنی.
این شاهد این دستشو بالا پایین.
I just want to say something. I don't think that it necessarily has to do with you being afraid of what you can't have. I think you're just insecure.
ممنون. من اینو تو همین امروز نمیدونستم، منتظر بودم شاهد به من بگه که واسه من واقعا مفهوم بشه که من واقعا آدمیم که فارسیش چی میشه؟ اون سکور؟
بی حراسه.
آره به هر حال شخصیت ندارم.
نه
I didn't say that.
نه همینی که این گفت.
اعتماد به نفس کم؟
اعتماد به نفس نیست به نظرم، ولی خودم insecurity نیست به نظرم. به نظرم من واقعا نمیتونم، یعنی واقعا میخوام ولی نمیتونم.
But you're insecure.
Insecure about what?
Okay, you're insecure. Anyways.
نه خب I guess what Shahid's trying to ask you is why do you feel you need this now? You made the decision not to get it, so why do you feel like
واسه اینکه فکر میکنم شاید میتونه در زندگی موفق ترم بکنه، میتونه آیندهمو بهتر بکنه.
I just don't understand because you have a brain and you have the ability to understand words, so I don't see why you can't go for higher education.
تا یه حدی ولی تو موقعی تون حرف میزنی لغته قلمبه سلم میفهمی، من اصلا نمیفهمم.
No, there are people, you know what, who are like have learning disabilities, who are blind, who are deaf, who go on to get masters and PhDs. مسئله... So don't give me this.
نه مسئله مسئله disability و مسئله که من نمیتونم نیستش، بس اینی که من به قول همونی که فرزاد گفت، دانشگاه رفتن، کلاس نشستن، معلم، مشق، ریسرچ کردن، تحقیقات کردن واسه من اصلا کار جالبی نیستش، اصلا لذت نمیبرم. همین.
Okay.
اصلا دوست ندارمش. این دلایل به من اجازه نمیده تحصیلات بیشتر رو بگم.
من چیزایی که برام دست نیافتنیه، یه سری چیزا هست که واقعا دست نیافتنیه. یعنی مثلا هوشی خیلی سخته میفهمم آدم واقعا اراده کنه یا اعصابش رو جمع کنه بخواد تصمیم بگیره بره این کارا رو بکنه، درسش تموم کنه، فلان کنه اینا. منتهی مرتب من یه چیزی میگم نخندین زیاد، ولی خب من در و دافی که توی فیلم های جیمز باند بود مثلا همه اولی ها 1962 و این حرف ها مثلا خانومه از تو دریا میومد بیرون، یعنی داف مجلس ها بد اون مثلا دست نیافتنیه، چون الان یا پیره چروکه یه گوشه افتاده خوش شده مثلا این شاخه درخت قرچ مثلا شکسته و فلا اینا که اصلا دیگه اون خوشگلی رو نداره.
250 گرمش خوش شده.
دیگه خوشگلی رو نداره. دقیقا خوش شده افتاده دیگه خلاصه.
رضاوش شرمینه.
یا خب that's the thing. شرمینه الان زنده است جوونه. همیشه ته کله مریض من میگه خب این که زنده است جوونه ممکنه من اگه بخوام بهش برسم.
شرمینه لختش قشنگ.
هانی من غلط بکنم. ولی مثلا یکی که دیگه اون جوونی و اون زیبایی رو نداره، اون کاملا دست نیافتنیه.
Right, but Wow, I don't even know what to do with what you just said.
Specific Bond girls from...
Yeah. I want like, all of them.
Hamashun.
Yeah, yakishun.
Yeah!
I mean, I feel the same way about Napoleon Bonaparte.
Oh. Yeah, well, he's dead. He's dead. You can
exactly.
never, ever
I can
happen.
Never have Napoleon. I can never dress up in those outfits. Unless
Desiree?
It's Halloween.
Hey, Desiree, what's up?
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, I wish. I can't have a time machine. Another thing I can't have. I can't live forever.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
true.
Sad. I can't outlive my time. Mm-hmm. That's really obnoxious.
Okay, so let's go to Facebook right now. We posted this question and a lot of you responded, and I thank each and every one of you. And a lot of what you had to say is actually more in line with what we're going to talk about in the next segment. But I want to take time right now to thank Farzane, Pejman, Sam, Borhan, as always. This Borhan guy keeps like commenting on all of our posts. And Furia, Tahura, please tell me if I'm saying your name right. Eliza, Suzanne, and Nassim, and Padisa, all of you, thank you for it.
So what did they say? What was their consensus?
And that's what we're going to talk about next.
Oh, I can't wait. Ooh. I love our fans.
Ooh.
I think the boys really like the song, Stacey's Mom.
We're dancing.
Yeah. If anyone's seen the video, or if you haven't seen the video, you should definitely check it out. It's a really hot mom. A MILF.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What I wanted to channel for my Halloween costume. No, I'm kidding.
In ترجمه MILF هم میتونیم بگیم.
Oh, we'll leave that to you, Hucheng. But I guess we're going to have to wait a little bit to hear the comments. I'm really upset about that. But we're going to get straight into relationships here. Why is it that we're attracted to Stacey's mom? Or why are we attracted to people we can't have? You know, men who are married, men who are in relationships, women married or in relationships. And, you know, the reasons that I thought of maybe you guys can help me out was I have two reasons, right? One, I know for people who are competitive, competition makes things more attractive. So as soon as someone is unavailable, they're like, ooh, I have to compete for their attention. And they like that. The more likely reason for us Persians is that we love the drama. We love the drama of pursuing and being with someone who is emotionally and pretty much unavailable to us. It has some highs and lows that we have to deal with, and it distracts us from our own problems.
درسته. من موافقم. من واقعا موافقم.
Oh, really?
واقعا موافقم.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I feel like is the reason why I would or have ever pursued a guy who's in a relationship. It has nothing to do with necessarily the fact that he...
Did you really actually went after a guy who wasn't already in a relationship?
No, I've never done that because it violates girl code. But I have seen myself...
What's a girl code but?
Girl code is that you don't date your friend's exes. You don't date...
Yeah.
I mean, who your friend's boyfriends. That's
but you know,
like
guys cheat with girls, right?
Yeah, and those girls...
And sometimes guys, but...
Right,
you know.
Right. That's unfortunate. Yep. But no, those girls that they cheat with...
No, cheating is unfortunate, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the girls that they cheat with are I can't say on air the words that I want to say, but they know.
من خیلی معذرت میخوام. پسرا فقط رو دوست دخترشون چیت میخونه. دخترها هیچ وقت این کارو نمیکنن. دخترها هیچ وقت کارو نمیکنن.
No, you don't understand what I'm saying.
دخترها میکنن. خوب میکنن تو کار.
منم خیلی دخترا خوب میکنن.
خوبه.
Are you the guys they cheat with?
نه من دارم میگم من اصلا اینی که میگن دخترها دنبال یه مردی میرن که شوهر داره و پسر داره و این حرفا من نمیفهمم من کجا من هم چیز نیدم
I have to tell you guys if I think that my friends told me this before when she wears like a ring on her wedding finger she gets hit on more
I know your friend I actually remember that conversation I'm
really?
Actually pointing to her
Oh yeah no she's in the room
It wasn't me, it was you
No, actually, it was you brought it up. It.
No. I have a friend who actually does that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't wear a wedding ring.
Hello.
I think there's a more central problem here. And it, maybe it's not about the relationship. And maybe it's not about the material things that we were talking about earlier. Maybe there's something more fundamentally wrong with the person who's wanting all these things they can't have.
But if all these people do this, maybe that's normal. Is it?
Is it normal, Emma's?
Is it normal
to want what you can't have?
Oh,
دختر یا پسر که میرسه.
Of course, but that applies to everything. Everything we want what we can't have in general.
ولی نرماله.
Why? Yeah, it is normal. So let's talk about this.
Normal.
Why don't we discuss this? So there's a couple of things that I wanted to touch on here. First of all, that it's human nature, and this was actually brought up in our comments on Irani Kim's Facebook site.
Yay.
Somebody actually wrote, quoted a whole first part of a movie. And
Secret Life of David Gale. I love it. Who was that?
Sam Keaney. Thank you,
love
Sam.
Love it. I love that movie.
Sam, دو تا خانوم اینجا هستن که الان دو طرف دارتن. برو کیف کن.
So he says that fantasies have to be unrealistic because the moment, the second that you get them, you get what you seek, you don't want it anymore. And that's part of human nature. We want
that's
something.
Very true.
We want something that we want to go after. Mm-hmm. We want
the
something
chase
that's
is better
not,
than the kill. Yeah.
Exactly, oh, yeah. exactly. And we also want things that are unattainable. You know that if it's if for example if a guy has to chase a girl for a long time, he'll supposedly he's going to treasure her more than if he doesn't have to spend that much energy getting her. And if he gets her that easily, then
right.
it's mostly true.
It's mostly
there,
true.
There are always exceptions, but it's mostly true.
Same thing for girls and guys.
Same thing for girls. Yeah, same thing. Hmm. So the other thing also is that greed. Human beings are by nature greedy most of the time. It has little to do with something being scarce and everything to do with greed. And most people live beyond their means. Like they just want everything that they see, everything that I see you have. Like your laptop sitting right here. I want a laptop. I don't want what I have.
قابل شما نرم. من حاضرم با این عوض کنم. با این
iPad شما. I want both. I want both. Remember how I brought Kufta Tabrizi and you wanted that?
I was hungry. بچه ها. ما سر میتینگ جلسه ایرانیکم بودیم. داشتیم میخواستیم ببینیم که چه برنامه رو شروع کنیم. چی کار بکنیم. مامان بزرگ الناز کوفته تبریزی آثنتیک ایرانی درست کرده بود. یه دریغ از یک دونه برنج مثلا اینطوری بهتون میگم شوخ میکنم
and it's really really good and I brought it but I wouldn't give it to Farzad
that's so mean
so he was very greedy and he wanted what he couldn't
but you know
have.
What greed is one of the deadly sins and thou shalt not covet you know what I mean envy and
thou
greed
thou shalt not bang either but yeah go ahead
no thou shalt bang very much and very often
as much as you can because if you don't use it you lose it
well something else oh, that wow. also that I found was that of the seductive nature of whatever it is that we want that we can't have and people seem to believe that something that they believe is not within their reach or somehow forbidden is strangely seductive for example if you think about it if you were a teenager or like 1920 you wanted to drink more and you actually drank more because it was forbidden or like you snuck out of the house
is that why Hamid feels like he can't get higher education because he drank more when he was under 21
yeah so pretty much
that makes sense
yeah so I mean now that we are of drinking age most I think all of us here
now
are,
I'm a grandma
You don't drink anymore.
Barely.
You stop drinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
right? No, I mean, honestly, if you think about it, when something is...
What do
you mean? When I wanted to take a cigarette, I would smoke more than I would smoke. I would think that I would not smoke a cigarette.
Wow. Does that apply?
Well, I think we'll go into a break before we get into this like AA NA meeting.
سیگاری داملخن موادی همه کارمون کردن. بی آبرو.
ترسو.
We'll be back.
ساینتیست از کولدپلی و برمیگردیم به برنامه فوق العاده بخش اول کاملا جلف، بخش دوم کاملا جدی.
Okay, why don't we go to the resident geek of Iranican, right?
Yay!
To talk about the
Can you do it in your Indian accent?
No. Oh yeah.
No, sorry. Okay, so we were talking about why is it that we want what we can't have.
Yes.
And I believe that this is also echoed in some of the comments from this week.
Let's hear
on Iranican's Facebook site, is that the ultimate goal of most human beings is to be happy. And we're constantly given messages that we are lacking what's supposed to make us happy. We're never given messages that we should be content or happy with what we already have. So if you think about it, advertising is driven by our need and desire to want more, do more, be better. And if we have what they're trying to advertise, we'll be happy. So like if you guys drive a BMW, it will make you sexier. The new facial lotion will make me prettier.
یعنی میگه که اینها یه مقدارش تحت تاثیر مارکتینگ و تبلیغات و اینهاست.
I think so. Because you're constantly giving the message that you're not good enough.
درسته.
What you have,
that's so true.
اگه مثلا فلان ماشینو نداشته باشی آدم نیستی.
Exactly. Fine. Exactly. We're never told
but
that
you're not.
We're okay.
I mean, you're not. آدم نیستی با من if you don't drive a BMW. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, right. No, we're not. We're never told that we're okay. Just the way we are. Like, you are special. You're so special.
I wouldn't want to be never, told that.
When you're
in that
five,
voice.
you get that. Yeah. But you don't get that later. We're always told that we're not good enough, that we need more.
Yeah, we need a diet. We need that face lotion.
Shahid,
we need.
You're special.
See, and I'm sure she's happy and she will never want what she can't have anymore. Right?
Thanks, Hushang, for curing me.
So basically, the take-home message of all of this is that we're constantly looking outside of ourselves to be happy. So we're looking for something external to make us happy. When in fact, it should be from internal. We should be happy on the inside.
خوشحالیمون باید از درون باشه.
یعنی
از خودمون راضی باشیم.
باید از خودتون راضی باشیم.
شاکر باشیم.
یعنی
خدا رو شکر کنیم.
آفرین.
Is that what you're saying?
And that's actually brilliant because that was exactly what I was going to go into.
Coming from an atheist.
Wow.
You can still be grateful and thankful
actually,
to the universe.
I'm no longer an atheist.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah. Love has changed him.
Yes,
there
love
you go.
Has changed
there
me.
There you go. Like, do you feel complete?
And the Lord,
like, do you feel
the Lord smiles upon you?
Do you feel happy right now?
More than ever.
Oh okay,
more than
yes,
I've ever been.
So right now,
exactly.
So you feel content with life.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's all, everything is flowers.
So you don't
that's
want
exactly
Elnaz's
my message
iPad.
Here.
Yes, well, still I want.
Yeah, but
Elnaz's
it's not
iPad.
Like...
I want more than the iPad. I want the Kufta Tabriz.
I don't know. If do you guys remember the book Secret? Or the movie?
Yes,
have you?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everybody has seen or heard about the Secret.
The BS.
It's,
yeah.
Like it's this. It's not BS.
Yeah, it is.
How is it BS?
Secret.
Anyways, go ahead.
It's I've never seen it.
It's a movie, and it's actually a book, and it talks about the law of attraction, which pretty much says if you think about something that you want, and you put all your effort behind getting it.
Chick-a-boom.
I can never.
Chick-a-boom.
Anyways, I think we get the point. Put your mind to it.
You know what? No, I am actually very grateful and happy that I got through like 2 minutes of seriousness.
Chick-a-boom.
Boom.
آهنگ آقای دن بلن از کشور رومانستان یا رومانی.
I love him, Dan Bland.
ای با حاله. آره. خب بچه ها
دیگه به آخر رسید. خدا رو شکر.
خدا رو شکر بکنیم الان.
I have a quote from Socrates.
تمنا میکنم. Socrates یا
Socrates. یعنی اون موقع.
انگلیسی Socrates و فارسیش سقراته.
سقرات. Okay, yeah. که یعنی اون موقع people had problems with this issue is that he who is not content with what he has would not be content with what he would like to have.
کسی که آنچه که دارد سلام. با راضی نیست
سلامت محمدی
چی بود آخرش به دست خواهد آوردم خوشحال نخواهد بود
آفرین
لاف کردیم ما را از دو ساعت پیش تا حالا
یه چیزای عالیش سقراط هم اسکال بود
Thank you everybody for listening to our show this week. You have wasted, I mean, spent another hour.
No, they have not. But I'm sure they've learned a lot about fingering. Wanting what they can't.
Oh my God.
Wanting what they can't have.
Please go to our website at iranican.com or go to our website at...
Go to our website for Halloween pictures of Farshad and Hushang.
Facebook.com/...
شرمینه لختش قشنگ
هم عکس شرمینه رو میتونین ببینین هم عکس انگوش کردن شیس رو میتونین ببینین اصلا این دفعه آقا وبسایتمون رو به فیسبوکمون رو به لجن کشیدن اینا برای عالیه
خلاصه اگه خواستین برین please go tell us what you think about our show and what you think about Hushang and everybody
شب همگی بخیر
خدا بخیر